Ailing Cuban leader Fidel Castro announced today that he will not return to lead the country as president or commander-in-chief, retiring as head of state 49 years after he seized power in an armed revolution, James Bleers reports.
Fidel Castro says he will not accept a new term from Cuba's parliament, which meets this coming Sunday. In an online letter to the daily newspaper Granma, he justifies his decision by explaining, quote, "My wishes always have been to carry out my duties until my final breath, but it would be a betrayal of my conscience to undertake a responsibility needing more mobility and total devotion than I'm physically able to offer." He also justified his decision not to resign in 2006 when he underwent life-threatening gastric surgery, declaring that he needed to politically and psychologically prepare the people of Cuba for his absence. Cuba's National Assembly is now more than likely to promote 76-year-old younger brother Raúl from caretaker to full-time president. Although he remains within the fabric of Cuban society and has voluntarily passed over the reins of power, the Fidel Castro era, which started way back in 1959, is now drawing to a close. For Vatican Radio, James Blair's reporting.
Father Ernesto Travieso is a Jesuit priest and Cuban native. He says Fidel's magnetic charisma often blinded many people to the reality of everyday life for the people in Cuba.
When I went to Cuba in 2003, that's what appalled me, that I said, okay, maybe we Christians couldn't do all the changes that Cuba needed socially, economically, or even though Cuba was a very rich country before him. We wanted to made people more conscious, more community inclined. He said, well, maybe the communists did that. But they didn't. These masses of people unemployed, walking in the streets with no education, stealing, robbing. You see the little kids, you know, barefooted. This is what you see in Havana. The tourists don't see that because they're not allowed to go to those places. I could go because I was Cuban when I went. Even the young people. I noticed there, the young people, the teenagers don't believe, the young people don't believe in a revolution anymore. They laugh, you know, at the persecutions of the young people. And it's just an elite that is taking control, which usually happens in every dictatorship over the whole country, out of fear, out of repression, out of putting people in jail for no reason at all. Either they put you in jail, they still have firing squad, you know. And they have purges even among the military, you know, the typical totalitarian. And that's the way we had in Cuba still.